With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. So far, so good for phase one of the Trump-Gaza peace plan. Israel's government has formally approved the plan, implementing a ceasefire. And President Trump says the hostages should be set free early next week.
It'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over. We're going to try and get over there. And we're working on the timing, the exact timing. We're going to go to Egypt, where we'll have a signing, an additional signing. We've already had a signing representing me, but we're going to have an official signing.
The United States is sending about 200 troops to Israel to monitor the ceasefire.
Officials say the troops will be part of a team that includes partner nations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector representatives. They will establish a civil-military coordination center in Israel to help facilitate the flow of humanitarian aid as well as logistical and security assistance.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. National Guard troops expected to hit the streets of Memphis today.
The patrols are expected after a federal judge in Illinois ruled on Thursday to block a deployment in the Chicago area for at least 2 weeks. President Trump is pushing to deploy the National Guard to several U.S. cities. The Trump administration contends crime in those cities is rampant. Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee supports the deployment.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The New York prosecutor who went after President Trump, who in fact made that a central theme of her campaign, has been indicted. State Attorney General Letitia James is accused of mortgage fraud, indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are up 82 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 39, S&P futures 9 points higher. This is SRN News. Young men are going to church.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County's ban on males playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and rec facilities has been halted for now, just days after a judge upheld it. The state appeals court has barred Nassau County from enforcing the ban while a legal challenge brought by a women's roller derby league plays out. The decision comes after a lower court judge upheld that local law. That took place on Monday. This is SRN News. One of college basketball's most endearing and enduring courtside figures has died.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the beloved chaplain for Loyola Chicago's men's basketball team, has died at the age of 106. The university announced her death on Thursday night. She became an international celebrity during the team's 2018 Final Four run, even inspiring a bobblehead of her likeness. Health issues led her to step down in August, but she remained an advisor. Loyola president Mark C. Reed praised her as a source of wisdom and grace for over 60 years. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Delta Airlines reports strong profit and revenue growth over the busy summer travel season, and the carrier says it does expect that momentum to carry right on through the end of this year. More details at srnnews.com.